Let's go. It all started years ago with the Industrial Revolution in the factories, all spewing out pollution. We move on, and we still contributing. In the mind of the public, the government plans confusion, making us think that we don't have to worry. But the facts disagree, we need action in a hurry. Your cars and homes all emit harmful gas, creating a greenhouse effect like the world's encased in glass.
I walk most of the time.
I put out more recycling than I do trash.
I only drive my car once or twice a week.
We recycle.
Yes. I just take public transportation. I take the T all the time. I try not to drive as much as I can.
Yeah, well, I can't afford a car, so I'm always on my feet.
America makes global warming seem impossible. So now the government becomes our largest obstacle. Horrible effects soon will be unstoppable. We've been asking for it for years and now we got trouble. We open our newspapers and read lies about our politicians. We gobble it up and don't take our own positions. Turn off Fox News, turn off your televisions. Creating doubt in our mind is their greatest mission. It might not affect you, but what about your children? You might as well shoot them now, cause that's who you're killing. Our country demands energy, so we keep on drilling. Our minds so greedy, only focused on making billions. Solar, wind, and water energy have great potential, but you can't monopolize them, so they stay inconsequential. $3 trillion towards a war they say is essential, and mere pennies towards a problem that's quintessential.
Of course they have some responsibility. I mean, everyone has some responsibility, but corporations, yeah, they contribute a lot to it, and government ain't exactly trying to stop it, so.
I think there does need to be a lot of changes made, but I don't think they're doing anything about it.
I know, it's interesting to see that, you know, some people believe that it doesn't actually exist.
In addition, the U.S. produces 1/4 of greenhouse gas emissions. Every country besides us has signed the Kyoto Protocol, but we're still in opposition. When you think about it, it all comes down to simple politics. They make up lies to confuse us and play mind tricks. Maybe if we work out our foreign and domestic conflicts, we can join together to finally get this earth fixed. We have a president that is hesitant to accept change, which is the same feeling the oil companies have. Isn't that strange? They're willing to do something. It's absolutely essential, because the consequences of them not are negatively exponential. They say our booming economy can't thrive with energy restrictions. Economy, these global warming problems seem like science fiction. We drive our SUVs like they're an addiction, but potentially this could be the end of humanity under many current predictions.
I mean, it concerns me. It definitely concerns me. And I recycle, and I try to do what I can to leave a green footprint.
That's good.
I mean, a lot of people are unaware of what's happened. And the actual reality of it is, you can see it right now, you know, the weather that's been going on lately.
If we're all gonna die because of it, that's pretty true.
You know how we had ice ages before? I think it's just that the earth is warming up by itself. But I think humans are also causing it to go more rapidly.
I think it starts individually, and I think it goes all the way up to the government. I think everybody needs to be doing more than they're doing. Absolutely.
Pretty much, I think that we're on the path of just seeing the world demise.